EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. In vandag se program gesels ons verder met BirdLife International se hoofuitvoerende beampte Martin Harper oor Wêreldtrek Voëldag op 9 Mei. Hy raai mense aan om te luister na die waarskuwings van afnemende voëlpopulasies langs noodsaaklike globale vlugpaaie. Harper beklemtoon dan ook dat die beskerming van hierdie migrasie hoë weeskoon en water, voedselsekerheid en klimaatsbestendigheid vir mense wêreldwyd sal meebring. Maar soos ouder gewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuushooftrekke. 'N Eens uitgestorwe blomspesie, Erica verticillata, floreer nou in Suid-Afrika se Tafelberg Nasionale Park na suksesvolle bewaringspogings. Die plant was in die natuur uitgesterf totdat tuinboukundiges klone in botaniese tuine wêreldwyd ontdek het en drie klone in Loue Tokaai Park in 2007 herplant het. Tafelberg Nasionale Park, 'n wêreldwye biodiversiteitsbrandpunt wat ongeveer 250 vierkante kilometer beslaan, bevat 2785 plantspesies. Die kontrolelys identifiseer ook 261 bedreigde spesies en beklemtoon voortdurende bedreigings van 437 nie-inheemse plante wat intensiewe verwyderingswerk vereis om die inheemse Kaapse fynbosplantegroei te beskerm. David Attenborough vier Vrydag sy 100ste verjaardag met huldeblyke wat instroom vir die uitsaaier wie se films en kenmerkende vertelling gehelp het om die moderne publieke begrip van wildlewe en bewaring te vorm. Die mylpaal sal gekenmerk word deur 'n spesiale verhoogproduksie by Londen se Royal Albert Hall, terwyl die BBC 'n week van programmering beplan, insluitend 'n nuwe dokumentêr wat die maak van sy landmerkreeks Life on Earth uit 1979 hersien. Attenborough het sedert 1953 in byna 400 televisie- en filmproduksies verskyn. Hy het Afrika in die hart van sy werk gehou, van vroeë reise na Sierra Leone tot latere reekse wat Suid-Afrikaanse ekosisteme en die vasteland se ikoniese wildlewe tentoonstel. Vandag gesels ons verder met BirdLife International se hoofuitvoerende beampte Martin Harper. Hoe kan gewone mense deelneem aan hierdie naweek se wêreldwye voëlkyk en burgerwetenskap geleenthede?
To mark World Migratory Bird Day, BirdLife International is inviting everyone to step outdoors and join in this worldwide celebration of bird watching and become a citizen scientist for the day. So we're encouraging everyone to get outside, watch the birds and record what they see. And every observation helps provide the data that conservation depends on. No, you don't need to be an expert to care about birds, but when you notice the wildlife around you, you begin to understand the condition and the health of the places that we all rely on. So birds give us both a warning, but also an opportunity. They show us where nature needs urgent action and where there is still hope.
Watter rol kan boere, gemeenskappe en besighede speel in die beskerming van belangrike vleilande en kuslyne vir voëls?
Everyone has a part to play in helping migratory birds, whether it's governments, businesses, or local communities. For example, protecting migratory birds and their habitats improves agricultural productivity, looking after natural pest control, boosting pollination through restoring those ecosystems, but also, crucially, providing alternative sources of income, such as ecotourism, because birds are being watched like never before and they're providing much great needed revenue through the tourists that go to these beautiful places to watch birds.
Hoe moet Afrika leiers vol migrasie data gebruik wanneer hulle beplan vir klimaatsveerkragtigheid en natuurbeskerming?
Migration is one of the wonders of the natural world, but it also carries a very practical lesson. International challenges like tackling climate change and saving our shared nature need international cooperation. So African leaders need to work together to save the places that these migratory birds need across the whole of the flyway, while also mainstreaming these needs of migratory birds into their decision-making, for example, for new energy infrastructure and other forms of development. Not only will this help deliver their international commitments of biodiversity and climate change, but if these leaders get it right for migratory birds, then people will gain too, through cleaner water, improved food security, better flood protection, and more resilience to a changing climate.
En dit was Martin Harper van BirdLife International. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.